From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. Mexico has launched an aggressive publicity blitz to attract tourists. That's because of the country's drug war. Lots of death and lots of danger have tainted the promise of palm-lined beaches and bright blue skies. As NPR's Jason Beaubien tells us, Mexican tourism officials say the violence is happening miles away from most tourist attractions.
There's a full-court press right now by Mexican officials to tout the wonders, delicacies, and marvels of Mexico to potential visitors. President Felipe Calderon is even involved, serving as the on-camera guide for Peter Greenberg during the royal tour of Mexico on PBS.
The president leads us on a thrill-seeking ziplining tour across the rainforest.
President Calderon rappels into a cave, climbs Mayan ruins, and snorkels along a coral reef.
And as we travel this land, we'll experience the music, culture, color, and vibrance of Mexico.
Mexico's Ministry of Tourism has also launched advertising campaigns at home and abroad, pitching the nation's charms. It might seem that attracting visitors in the midst of a bloody drug war would be a difficult task. The fight against organized crime in Mexico has claimed some 40,000 lives since 2006. Every day, there are more stories of severed human heads, shootouts, kidnappings, or extortion happening somewhere across the country. But the number of people visiting Mexico and staying at least one night has rebounded this year and is almost at a record level. Mexico's Secretary of Tourism, Gloria Guevara, says the vast majority of tourists come to just a half a dozen destinations in Mexico, and they are far away from the drug violence.
They come to Cancun, that is pretty safe, it's fine. They come to Los Cabos, Vallarta, Huatulco, you find few of them. But if you include also Mexico City and Guadalajara, you have like 80% of them. So I would say that they can come, visit Mexico, and enjoy it.
In January, a Canadian tourist was hit in the leg by a stray bullet in Mazatlan during a shootout. But in general, tourists haven't gotten caught up in the violence. The cartels, for the most part, are fighting amongst themselves and against the state. The number of tourists flying into Mexico City and Cancun last year hit new records. The overall number of visitors to Mexico, however, is at the lowest level in 15 years. This is because the number of Americans driving across the border into the drug-ravaged north of the country has fallen dramatically. The Pacific Coast resort of Acapulco has also seen a sharp drop in tourism as criminals battle for control of the city. Since President Calderon declared war on the cartels in 2006, the number of tourists jetting into Acapulco has been cut in half. It's mid-afternoon at El Zorrito restaurant on the main tourist strip in Acapulco. Most of the restaurant's 20 tables are empty. Waiter Javier Francisco Perez says things are really tough in Acapulco right now.
No hay otras cosas de otra fuente de, más que el turismo aquí en Acapulco.
There aren't any other sources of employment here in Acapulco, he says. There aren't other businesses like in Mexico City, like clothes or textiles. We don't have that here. We live off tourism. And if that doesn't come together, we're going down. Francisco says the violence in Acapulco isn't just affecting tourists. Public school teachers went out on strike over extortion threats by local gangs. Severed human heads have turned up at shopping malls, and gunmen have staged shootouts on the main tourist avenue. Francisco says even locals are afraid to go out at night. Despite the security problems in Acapulco and along the border, Mexico as a nation still has a lot to offer. Across the country, there are bustling markets selling local crafts, unique cheeses, and spicy street food. Mexico has stunning pre-Hispanic ruins, including Aztec and Mayan pyramids. Gerardo Murray, the vice president for sales and marketing for the Intercontinental Hotels Group in Mexico, says the country is much more than a beach destination.
It's about romantic cities, colonial cities, history.
The vast majority of visitors come from the United States, but Murray says many Americans have grown leery of Mexico.
We had to be blind not to see that our major market or most important market, which is the United States, has its doubts about traveling into Mexico.
Murray, however, says Intercontinental is confident that these doubts can be overcome, so much so that the hotel group is opening 49 new hotels in Mexico over the next 4 years. This is a 41% expansion.
It is clear that we are betting on Mexico, that we trust in Mexico, and of course that we love Mexico.
Other hotel companies, including Marriott, also report that despite the security and public relations problems, they have aggressive expansion plans for Mexico. Jason Beaubien, NPR News, Mexico City.